Good morning again, and it's a privilege to be with you on this Sunday before Christmas.
各位弟兄早，今天在这 Christmas 前一个礼拜是我的一个特别一个恩惠到你面前来。
I've been thinking a great deal about the Christmas story over the last weeks, and I've come to believe that during Christmas we need to expect the unexpected.
我在上个礼拜一直想到圣诞节的事情。我们要想到一些是东西是我们在平常没有想到的。
That even happened here this morning, didn't it? As you tried to get the PA sound system to work.
今天早上就发生了，我们要把这音响的给它变成能够工作，结果它一直都不响。
In the church that I'm serving now, that meets over at Franklin High School, this morning we had something happen in our service that was unexpected as well.
在 Franklin 街上，我现在在侍奉的那个教会，今天早上也发生一些事情我们没有预期到的。
A gentleman with his visiting with his family during the middle of the service just fainted.
一个到这里来这个访问这个。地方的人，他在这个。
As a matter of fact, it was in the middle of the message. Expect the unexpected.
然后在那个正在的时候，他忽然就昏倒了。然后这个整个的讲题就是说，那些常常有意想不到的事情发生在我们平常的中间。
The other day, I was visiting a number of ladies who are quite elderly in age, and as I was visiting with them.I felt I wasn't communicating very well with them.
年长的在前几天我跟一些年长的姐妹们在那分享，在这一直在分享说，我总觉得我没有办法跟他们沟通。
I asked them several questions, but there didn't seem to be any answers that was coming back. They just sat there and looked at me.
我问他们几个问题，他们大家好像都是张着眼睛，什么都是啊，痴呆呆的。结果我这回来以后，他们根本就没有反应。
So I thought the next best thing to do is to sing to them.
我想那另外一个最好的事情，我就唱给他们听。
And I started to sing the little chorus that you know very well.
那我再唱一个副歌，你们都知道的，很多人都知道的。
The chorus that I began to sing was "Jesus loves me, this I know."
就是说，耶稣爱我，你知道，因为圣经告诉我，耶稣爱我，万不错，因有圣书告诉我 ，I sing for you.
Good.
In Chinese.
Most of the ladies that I were visiting are in their 90 years of age or more.
那些年长姐妹们啊，很大多数是超过九十岁了。
It was interesting that as we got to the middle of that little song, one of the ladies started.To move with her fingers like she was playing the piano.
当我在这里唱的时候，中间有一个老姊妹就开始她的手指出来动了，好像她在想起来她从前弹琴的那个手指。
In years before, she played the piano at church, and she remembered that little chorus.
因为在多少年前，她在教会里是司琴的，她想起那个音乐，那个韵律，她就弹起来了。
Expect the unexpected.
所以说，期待那些。不期待的事情。
That really made my day and made the visit worthwhile.
所以就使我们今天 made 他 day， 让他感觉到今天是他的这个值得来到了这里。
As you read the scripture passage this morning, I couldn't help but think in that passage as well that Mary and Joseph didn't fully understand all that was going to happen to them.
当你们今天念这个经文的时候，我在旁边在想，我也在面来看，就看到说这个玛利亚跟这个约瑟，他们实在是不太了解那一切发生在他们身上的事情。
Indeed, that was the wonder of Christmas.
这就是这个我们今天的题目，就是说圣诞的奇迹，这个音响又不响了。啊，
听得到
吗
？Yes, we can hear you.
哦，我就大叫了。
See what I said? Expect the unexpected.
所以期待那些不被期待的事情。
We'll just talk as loud as we can.
我们就尽量的大声吼。
Thank you.
The angel of the Lord came to them and said, "Fear not, for I have good news for you."
就是有主的使者站在他们旁边，告诉他们说不要怕，我报给你们有大喜的信息，大喜的信息。
And the message was, don't be terrified, just like you were.
下面说，先不要怕，不要怕。
Isn't it great that we can laugh at ourselves and experience joy even in the midst of the difficulties?
所以说我们一定要笑起来，我们要在这个所有的困难中间，我们都应该泰然处之。
The angel said to those trembling shepherds on the hillside, do not be afraid.
这些天使对那牧羊说，不要惧怕，不要惧怕。
Today in the city of David, a Savior is born.
今天在大卫的城里，因为为你们生了一个救主。
What a great passage of scripture for us to consider the Christmas season with.
你看看这是怎么样一段经文，告诉我们在这个圣诞期间我们念叨。
The world celebrates Christmas in the midst of a crisis, though.
这个世界都是在这个庆祝圣诞，都是在这很多很多的灾难。
For all of us, as we read the newspapers, listen to the news, we're aware that the world is in a crisis.
我们今天看所有的报纸，所有的杂志，告诉我们世界上都是经过了很多很多的危机在这里。
Millions will miss the real meaning of Christmas.
你知道吗？百万百万人他们都不晓得这个圣诞节到底是什么意思。
If you hear nothing else that I say today, the real meaning of Christmas is very simple.
你如果你什么都没有听见的话，这个真正这个圣诞节的意思是非常简单的。
Christ came to earth in a human form.
基督到这个世界上来，变成人的形象来的。
God left heaven and brought his son here to live on earth.
神自己离开了天上到这里来。
2,000 years ago, the angels revealed the wonder of that the shepherds
trembled over. 他们就把这个神把他自己给我们彰显出来。
Everyone was looking for a king.
每个人都在那里找一个王。
They wanted to be delivered from the bondage of the Roman people.
来过把他们从罗马的统治。
And somehow to restore their nation with great glory.
然后把这以色列王的从前的荣耀全部带回来。
They never dreamed that a little babe of Bethlehem manger was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
从来没有想到在伯利恒马槽里的是万王之王，万神之神。
There's a little story that comes out of the Second World War in England.
有一个小故事在英国在第二次世界大战的时候。
A father was off fighting the battle.
的父亲是在那打仗。
And mother wanted her little sons to remember their dad, and so she put his picture in a frame in the library.
所以这个妈妈就希望她的孩子能够记得她的爸爸在打仗，就把她爸爸。相片放在那个图书馆。
And daily, the mother would take her little sons into this little library at home, and they would gaze at the picture of their dad on the wall.
每天就把他的孩子带到他家里那个图书馆，然后就让他看他父亲的相片。
Her purpose was simple. She didn't want them to forget
their father. 妈妈的目的很简单，就是让小孩子不要忘记他的爸爸。
And daily they would stand and gaze at the portrait of him.
每一天他们就看到这个爸爸的相片。
One of the days, the little boy, looking at the picture willfully, said to his mother,
有一天这个小孩子看着相片很出神的就跟他妈妈讲，
Wouldn't it be wonderful if father could just step down out of the frame?
你想想看，这是多好奇妙的事情，假如爸爸能够从相片里走下来。
My dear brother and sister, that is the wonder of Christmas.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是这个圣诞的奇迹。
That is exactly what God did. He stepped out of the frame of heaven and came to earth.
就是神从相片上走出来，从天上到了我们人间。
It's a message that's told again and again, and I trust never grows old.
这个信息是一年一次一次的在那里告诉我们，但是从来不会变成太旧的。
As we gaze at the scriptures, as we sing the carols,
当我们看这个圣经的经文，当我们唱这个圣诞的歌曲。
We're reminded of the glory of God and the wonder of His love for us.
我们就想到说，这个神的荣耀和神的奇迹在我们中间。
The world's need today is for a savior.
这个今天这个世界需要一个救主。
Three simple things that I want you to remember today about the wonder of Christmas.
三个简单的事情，我希望你们能够记得的，就是关于这个圣诞奇迹。
First of all, Christmas emphasizes the glorious truth that salvation is provided apart from us and only by God.
这个圣诞奇迹第一个就是说神的荣耀把他的儿子带到我们中间。
Dear brothers and sisters, we cannot save ourselves no matter what we try to do.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都没有办法救我们自己。
We can meditate daily.
我们可以每天默想。
We can bring our tithes and offerings to the church.
我们可以每个礼拜奉献十分之一。
We can do good works.
我们可以做好事。
We can help other people.
我们可以帮助旁人。
We can live a good, honest life.
我们可以做一个完善跟这个诚实的生活。
But none of these things are a means for us to have salvation.
但是这一切的东西没有办法，我们经过这些能够得救。
Our salvation was provided by God when that little gift came to earth. His name was Jesus.
我们的救恩是神给我们的，就是那一个小小的那个礼物，是在那马槽里面。
He came to love us.
他来是要爱我们。
And he came to show us how we ought to live.
他要告诉我们怎么样子活在地上。
Often we ask ourselves the questions, what does God want of us?
常常我们一个问题说，到底神要我们做什么？
And simply we need to look at the life of his son Jesus, how he lived while he was on earth.
这个答案就是我们简单的看耶稣基督在活在世界上的样式，我们去。
And as a result of that, we come to understand how God wants to live in us and how He wants us to live.
我们看到耶稣基督在世界上的生活，这就是神要我们怎么样在世上活着。
The wonder of Christmas, then, first of all,
这个圣诞奇迹的第一个事情
is salvation is provided by God's great gift, His Son.
这个神的救恩是由他的儿子带来的。
And he wants to have a personal relationship with every one of us.
他要我们跟神有一个个人，跟他有个个人的关系。
The second important factor of the wonder of Christmas.
第二个重要的这个要点。
Christmas tells us what it costs God.
这个是圣诞节到底是要神付出多少？
It costs God everything.
是神把他的所有都付出了。
It cost him his son.
我把他儿子的命都给了。
You remember the simple words of John 3:16?
你们每个人都知道约翰福音3:16。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
That he gave his one and only son,
甚至将他的独生子
that whosoever believes in him,
赐给他们将一切信他的
shall not perish but have everlasting life,
不至灭亡反得永生。
Christmas tells us what it cost God,
这就是告诉我们神付了什么代价。
It cost him everything,
神把他所有的都给了我们。
There's another verse that it tells us how much it costs God.
另外一节圣经告诉我们神付了多少。
In 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and you don't need to turn to it.
在第二格林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians 9:15, there are these simple words.
格林多后书第九章，你们不必翻了。
And the simple words are simply this: Thanks be to God. for his indescribable gift.
这个我们要感谢神，要感谢他，我们没有办法形容那些礼物。
This morning, if I was to ask you to take the moment to remember a special gift that was given to you, and we asked you each as we went around the room to describe what that gift was.
如果我们今天问你问题，你们中间哪些人得到一些礼物，然后你在你们中间彼此来描述你所得到的礼物是什么样子。
You would be able in detail to tell us everything about it.
你可以把整个这个礼物的这个一切的细节都告诉我们。
Because that gift was very important to you.
因为那个礼物，如果那个礼物是很对你很重要的话，你一定记得。
If it was a new sweater, you would be able to say it was this color, it had this type of stitching, and it was just so warm, or whatever it might have been.
假如说你是一个新的毛衣，你说那个毛衣的什么颜色，是怎么样缝的，而且穿起来很暖和，在尤其这几天那么冷。
But the wonder of the gift that God gave to us when he sent Jesus to be born as a baby is indescribable.
但是神给我们的这个礼物是实在是超过我们所能描述的。
There have been books written to describe this Jesus.
这有多少的书是描述这个耶稣。
There have been stories told about Jesus' life.
多少的这故事讲到耶稣生平。
We read carefully what the Bible says.
我们看看在圣经上非常的我们很小心念的话。
And yet the wonder of Christmas is simply this: we cannot describe Jesus.
所以让我们感觉得到，说神给我们圣诞的奇迹是我们超过我们所描述的。
He is beyond words.
他是超过我们言语所能诉说。
A couple of weeks ago, my wife talked me into going with her to a Messiah sing-along.
然后前几天的我的太太叫我说跟她一起去到一个跟这个救主一起唱的地方。
It was a beautiful night as the orchestra and the singers sang the various songs.
到那里去的时候，那些真的是这个管弦乐队还有那些唱人都唱得非常的好。
Because I'm not a great singer, my wife suggested that I remain silent and just listen.
因为我不会唱歌，所以我太太说：“嘿，你不要发声音，你就在那里听。”
But I want to tell you today, it was beautiful, it was glorious, it was wonderful.
我告诉你，那真的是唱得很美，实在是很荣耀神，实在是好的经验。
Because they were singing about something so wonderful, it can't be described.
因为他唱的这个歌曲里面描写的是那么样子奇妙，是没有言语可以描述的。
When they came to that part of the Messiah where it's the Hallelujah chorus.
当他到那弥赛亚的他的唱那个他的副歌的时候。
We stood in recognition and honor to God in praise and adoration.
我们站起来就赞美神，就是把一切的荣耀都归给神。
The chills went up and down my spine as they sang the Hallelujah chorus. Hallelujah to a God who is not one that we can describe, but loves me with an everlasting love.
当他们唱的哈利路亚，哈利路亚，那个所有的那个副歌的时候，我的背脊骨一阵一阵的凉透了下来，实在那个太感动了。
You see, that's the wonder of Christmas.
你知道，那就是圣诞节的奇迹。
That's the story that the angels told the shepherds and the people who saw the star and came to Bethlehem.
那就是那些天使给那些牧羊人所告诉他们这种这么奇妙的信息。
They would find a savior.
他们会找到一个救主。
Who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
他是万王之王，万主之主。
Well, the first thing we discovered this morning is that Christmas emphasizes the glorious truth that our salvation comes from God through Jesus.
第一个事情我们今天讲的是，就是说，圣诞节是告诉我们说，神给我们一个，给我那么一个救主。
The second thing we discovered that it cost God a great deal to send his son to earth.
第二个事实说神告诉我们说他付了极大的代价把他的儿子给了我们。
And the third thing, which is very simple for us this morning,
第三个也是非常简单。
The Christmas angel praised God and proclaimed peace on earth.
那个第三就是那些圣诞节的天使告诉我们说平安带给我们。
In the Bible it says, for he himself is our peace.
这个圣经上告诉我们说因为耶稣基督自己就是那个最大的平安。
The world is looking for someone to be a savior, someone to bring peace.
当全世界的人都在那仰望有一个人可以带给平安的时候。
And over 2,000 years ago, he came as a baby.
在2000年前他来到这世界上成一个婴孩的形象。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
Wonderful. Counselor.
奇妙。
Mighty God.Everlasting Father,
是我们这个永在的父
Prince of Peace,
和平的君
Just last week in the life of our church,
在那个过去的一个礼拜，在我那个教会里面
one of our gentlemen is moved here from Nicaragua or from Nigeria,
从非洲的 Nigeria 搬到这里来。
Some members of his family are still living in Nigeria.
他的家里面人还住在那个 Nigeria.
On Monday, he emailed us saying that his sister, who lives in Nigeria, was kidnapped.
在礼拜一的时候，他说他的一个姐妹在那里被人家绑架走了。
Some thugs came in.And in front of her children and with guns pointed, took her away from them and their home.
一些匪类到她家里面，在她的孩子面前，就把她的一个姐妹就把她带走了。
I can't imagine the terror that those children must have felt.
你可以想想那小孩子是多么的被吓到了吗？
And all of this past week, we've all been praying and wondering what was going to happen to this young mother.
上个礼拜，我们全教会都我们祷告，为这个年轻的母亲祷告。
The men who had taken her from her home would call twice a day on a cell phone, asking them for a ransom.
那些把她带走的那些匪类，一天要打两个这个 cell phone 给她，说你赶快把那个。数价拿出来。
The amount of money that they were asking for was about $4,000.
他们要的是四千美金。
This young couple didn't have that kind of finances.
这个年轻的夫妇他没有这么大的多的钱啊。
And there certainly was no way that they were going to be able to meet the demand.
所以他们没有办法去达到这个匪类的要求。
But because the kidnappers used their phone, someone texted them a message no one really knows and said to them in the text.
所以他用因为这个要钱人是用那个手机打的上面有那个 text 什么打的简讯短信。
They said to him, the fire of God is going to come down on you unless you release this mother.
结果就有人短信回去说天上神的火要降在你身上，如果你不把这个妈妈送回来的话。
No one knows where that message came from.
谁也不知道这个卷讯是从哪里来的。
But all we know was the Prince of Peace, a God that we were praying to, began to intervene in life.
但是我们知道说，这和平之君已经在他个人的身上、生命中间已经在工作了。动工了。
And on Friday evening,
在礼拜五的晚上
the captives released this mother back to her family.
结果那些绑票的人把这个年轻的妈妈放回来了。
Without harm,
没有一点点损害身体上。
You see, my friends,
你看到朋友吗？
That's what the Prince of Peace does in our lives.
这就是和平之君在我们的生命中所能做的事情。
You remember the little story I began with of the picture of the father?
你记得我开始在我们今天的讲道的时候讲到说那个小孩子看见他爸爸的相片。
And the little boy's desire that his father might step out of that picture and be in their presence.
那些小男孩子就说，我真希望哪一天这爸爸能够从相片里面走下来。
Every day in our lives, God steps out of heaven.
知道吗？
In the person of Jesus Christ.
每一天神都会从他的相片。
And intersects our lives.
然后在我们生命中间能够。
And bring salvation and peace to us.
给我们救恩带来救恩，给我们带来平安。
Today, brothers and sisters, the message of Christmas, the wonder of Christmas is Jesus is alive.
今天这个耶稣圣诞的奇迹就是告诉我们说，耶稣今天仍然活在我们中间。
And he was a gift that cost God everything for us.
他是神给我们最大的礼物，神付了很大的代价在上面。
So my prayer for you is that you will celebrate the wonder of Christmas.
我今天为你们祷告，就是你们要庆祝圣诞节。
Because the real reason for the season is Jesus Christ.
因为真正要庆祝圣诞节，是耶稣基督是要庆祝的。
Thank you, Father, for this truth.
给我们今天的这个所有的这个真理。
We praise you in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你。靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。